general manager of the Royals. If you missed the full interview, of course, it's up on our website, also the Odyssey app. You can find that. He joined us on Tuesday if you want to go back and find that from this week. But we've talked so much about outside the organization going and acquiring and how much flexibility will they have there. But what about internally? I know in prior conversations last offseason, we had discussed, you know, is there extension candidates in-house? Is that in play again this year? This is what JJ had to say about basically, you know, having control and being able to spend money in-house.
Absolutely. There's no question that's part of the equation. And, you know, and I don't really like talking about it, but, you know, players have options too. You know, if we commit to a player and they're not performing well, you do have an opportunity to option a player to try to help them. But again, you got to have a better player on the other end so we can win some ball games during that time. But players with control are always an advantage. You know, so the more your roster is comprised of, say, 15, 16 guys that you've got two to four years of control, as long as they are quality major league players, you're in a good spot. You know, you may have to go through some growing pains to get there, but once they cross over that threshold and become an everyday player, you're going to be in a much better spot moving forward.
There is nobody on the roster where you're like, oh my gosh, they have to extend this guy now. They don't have another year or so of control, pre-arb or arb. Like,
some of these dudes, they have control until, like, you'll be 40, Gold. I mean, you know me. I am team extend early. Big fan.
Yeah,
doing it.
I think you wanted them to extend a couple guys last offseason.
Yeah, like doing it for the cost control factor. So you'd be like, well, why? If you wanted to extend him last year, and then Vinny Pasquantino gave even more proof of why he's an important player for the Royals and why he deserves the extra money, why not do it this season? Is because now I understand, or at least now I like the part that appeals to me differently this year, I would say, than last year is, if you don't extend them, you still have them under control for some of these guys 3-4 years. Some of them are still pre-arbitration eligible. They do not owe Vinny a raise for another 2 years. I think that's stupid and baseball's a dumb system. Yeah. Does Vinny deserve a lot more money? Yes, he does. But because they don't even have to enter those conversations for 2 years, they can take that pre-arb money and spend it on valuable free agents instead. It's not dollar for dollar. It doesn't work that way. But this does give them a decided advantage in the free agency market that essentially every single one of their young players is controllable and cheap.
Well, and that's where any of them that are closer to actually having to make a decision on, that's where Brady Singer's name comes into play on, you know, is he somebody that they would be willing to shop? I think a lot of that depends on what they do with Michael Wacha, if he's back or not. If Michael Wacha's not back, then I don't think you can trade Brady Singer, if you look at the rotation. If Michael Wacha's back, then there's still some flexibility, and could you go and flip Brady Singer for some other pieces, for an outfield bat or something like that, that you can package him with somebody else? Those are all things that could be in play. I told you prior to last season when you wanted to extend Vinny, I said, I need to see him make it through a full season. He almost did. He
didn't. Pretty close. Round up on that one?
Maybe.
He came back for the playoffs. He played till the last game of the season.
Almost had 100 RBI, almost made it through a whole season. But because of the years of control, the only argument to be made would be Cole Reagan's, because you think his dollar amount is just going to keep going up and up and up. And so you say, all right, let's go ahead and do this now. But he's the only player I would consider extending. Nobody, I don't think the dollar amount is going to change all that drastically for Vinny in a year or two. I just don't. Anybody else you think would be, certainly don't need to even think about extending a Michael Garcia or somebody like that right now,
based on the season they had.
The season they had, too. Yeah. I mean, let's be real. Hopefully he bounces back. But when you think about Cole Reagan's, I think he's going to continue to putting up monster numbers. He's also a pitcher. We know what that free agent market can look like. He would be the one player I would say, hey, is there anything we can do to work out in a long-term extension early? You're going to get some money up front. It's still going to be a pretty big deal, but we're also going to probably save ourselves some money in a couple of years.
You know when Cole Reagan's is a free agent?
He's got multiple years.
2029.
I know.
This is why I think the Royals run is just at the beginning. Like, look at all the players that Urseck controlled until 2029. Vinny Pasquantino controlled until 2029. They still have 2 years left on Brady Singer. Cole Reagan's isn't a free agent until 2029. They technically don't have to pay anybody, and they could keep a majority of their roster together for 5 years. They could choose to pay no one.
Yeah.
And keep 5 years with the roster. Now, eventually, arbitration will come in, and they'll have to give them raises, but not the kind of raises they would get. Because if Cole Reagan's was a free agent right now, he'd get $30 million a year. Okay? I'll just be honest with you. Maybe, well, actually, probably more than that. Damn it. What are the most recent big starter pitchers? They get like $50 million a year? What's the going rate for a starting pitcher? The Royals haven't paid for a top-level ace in a very long time in Major League Baseball, so I have not been keeping track of that market.
I mean, whatever Corbin Burns is getting this offseason.
You know? Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
I mean, that's basically what you got to look at.
Let's see, free agency. Now I'm kind of curious because I'm about to tell you what his free agency.
I mean, Garrett Cole's making $36 million a year.
Blake Snell's making $31 million a year. Expected to sign a contract at least $30 million a year, most likely between 30 and 35. They think the contract value is 7-8 years between $288 and $300 million. I'll be honest with you. Cole Reagan's, because he hasn't pitched as long as Corbin Burns, probably isn't open that on the free agent market.
Couple Tommy John surgeries.
But he's pretty close. People don't care about that anymore. You know it is. They'll still pay him. He's got to be worth at least $200 million on the open market if Cole Reagan's were to get to test it this offseason. At least. And probably upwards of that $300 million mark. So if you want to pay him a little bit, fine. You don't have to. You can just let him pitch for 5 years making, I guess, $1.2 million next year and then like eventually $4 or $5 million and go the cheap route. I just like the idea that it gives you the flexibility to say, hey, if we extend one or two less guys this year, we can spend that money in free agency and be better. We'll pay him eventually. We'll get around to the guys we want to pay. We just don't have to do it today. And I think that that's what's most valuable about it.